I have a special guest here in the studio with me today, and that is Jordan Bach, who is a wonderful violist, also a professor on faculty at Bowling Green State University. And you not only have the chance to hear from Jordan right now in the studio, you also have a chance to see him live in person. That's happening tomorrow, January 11th at 8 p.m., Bryan Recital Hall. He's giving a recital there with pianist Yevgeny Yontov on the BGSU campus in the Moore Musical Arts Center. Jordan, welcome, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Brett, for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Glad to have you here. I've been listening to your fairly new album. It's called Impulse. Yes. And we're going to listen to a couple of cuts from that. But before we do that, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little backstory on you.
Oh, sure. Well, I am a violist. I started picking up the instrument when I was about 8 years old, when I was in public school in New York. I'm from New York originally. And it wasn't love at first sight. I absolutely hated it, to be honest, because I wanted to play the violin. So I started on piano, and violin was hopefully going to be a secondary instrument for me. But by the time, you know, the chance came around for me to pick up that instrument, there were no violins left in my public school, which was so sad. So they handed me this hateful thing called the viola. And I just remember thinking, I was 8 years old, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, what a fake violin. And now I have to, you know, be responsible for playing this thing. And so the first like 2 or 3 years, I was miserable, but somebody had to do it, right?
Yeah.
But afterwards, you know, into my teenage years, I was part of a wonderful youth orchestra program in Long Island called the Children's Orchestra Society, which is run by Dr. Yocheng Ma. And that really transformed everything about, you know, the instrument playing, the type of sound, just its own identity, and also myself in playing that instrument. And so it did a real 180 for me, you know. Yeah. It was like, actually, you know, maybe this isn't a fake violin. Maybe it's actually a real instrument. It has
you retired all of your viola jokes.
Exactly.
Well, this album that you put out earlier this past year is really interesting. There are a lot of different styles, a lot of different composers on here. I want to start with a fairly short work by Rebecca Clark, her untitled work, which I take it she wrote probably in the first or second decade.
Yes, right? Yeah. So the Untitled was written about 1918.
Okay.
Some other compositions as well.
I play some of her music, the viola sonata, what have you, but I've never heard this piece before, and it's just lovely.
It's a really marvelous piece, and, you know, she has a couple of other shorter works for viola and piano, but I just found this one to be absolutely mesmerizing and astounding.
Yeah. But we should mention she was a violist herself.
Absolutely, and a really great one, too.
Yeah. Music by Rebecca Clark for viola and piano, an untitled work she wrote in 1918. That was the violist Jordan Bach performing along with pianist Ji Young Lee. That's from Jordan's 2022 album Impulse. A lot of music on that disc, and we're going to hear some more of it in just a little bit here. Jordan Bach is here with me in the studio. We've been talking about this music, and I have to say, Jordan, your performance of that piece by Rebecca Clark was just lovely. I love how the viola sort of, you know, trails off into nothing at the very end.
That's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're giving a recital. That's the reason you're here. You're giving a recital tomorrow evening. We want to let folks know that this is happening tomorrow. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 8 p.m. in Bryan Recital Hall. That's in the Moore Musical Arts Center on the campus of Bowling Green State University. You are a professor of viola there at BGSU. They're very lucky to have you, I should say.
Oh, thank you very much.
You'll be paired with pianist Yevgeny Yontov, who's also performing on the recital with you. Mm-hmm. And you've got, just like you had an eclectic selection of works on your album Impulse, you have a very wide range of works here on your program for tomorrow. Can you tell us a little bit about that? The first thing I see is the seven popular Spanish songs of Defaya. Yeah. What else are we going to hear?
So we've got the Defaya, which I think is, you know, an amazing, amazing arrangement by Matteo and Zanetti for the viola and the piano. And actually, it's interesting because both the key of the arrangements and also the order of the songs is a little bit different. And it sort of makes, in a way, it makes it feel like its own work, let's say, for the viola and the piano and the way that we move through the seven different songs. But it's a really, really amazing and diverse selection of songs of, you know, different regions of Spain, let's say Asturias and Andalusia. Just a really, really amazing selection of songs. After that, we'll have a piece that is really rarely performed. It's a piece by Ray Vaughan Williams called The Romance for Viola and Piano. And it was composed around, believed to have been composed around 1914 for the wonderful violist Lionel Tertius, who, you know, those of us in the viola world consider to be like the father of the modern viola. but it actually wasn't premiered until the 60s, believe it or not. It was one of those pieces, just like actually the Rebecca Clark, of being discovered after the composer had passed away. And Vaughan Williams passed away in 58, and it was published finally in 1962 and was premiered by Bernard Shore in 1962. And it's a really, really amazing, almost like a meditative beginning, but turns into this really outwardly expressive, virtuosic piece for really for both the viola and the piano, but still having this wonderful, you know, mellow, melancholy, solemn quality to the piece of music. After that, we'll have an amazing piece that was written for me actually in 2021. It's called Tableau 12 by Tyson Davis, which is actually also on Impulse, believe it or not, is one of the other tracks on that album. Tyson Davis is a really great friend of mine. He is getting so much work these days in terms of compositions, but he's a very, very young composer. I think he's still studying at Juilliard, believe it or not. But I had commissioned him during my time as an artist with WQXR, and he wrote this wonderful piece of me for me, which was part of an already established series that he had started called the Tableau series, kind of like Elliot Carter's Figments, which he was also very inspired by. He was like Berio. He was just a huge Elliot Carter fan. And for me, that was a real full circle moment, actually. And I'll tell you why. My teacher was, when I was studying, was Samuel Rhodes, who is the violist of the Juilliard String Quartet, and who also worked closely with Elliot Carter. And Carter wrote Figment Number 4 for Sam Rhodes. And Tyson, who is a big fan of Elliot Carter and has so many influences from, you know, here and there, wrote Tableau 12 for me. And so I'm really, really privileged. But anyway, it's a piece of music that is so energized and so sporadic, but also explores the lyrical and technical, let's say, qualities for the viola and really highlighting what it can offer as an instrument and as a voice as well. So all of these other tableaus are for, you know, other individual instruments, for trumpet, for bassoon, for, you know, violin, for piano. But the viola one, I think, is incredibly unique.
That's a lot of different instruments. I mean, does he have a passing familiarity with what it can and can't do, or did he talk to you about that?
I think it was, he's had some experience writing for the viola, not maybe so much as a solo instrument, but within like a string quartet or other chamber music, or let's say the viola section in a full orchestra. But we've definitely had conversations about how to, you know, write and put down, you know, this particular technical objective on a piece of music and how that can be possibly done, especially in his very unique compositional language.
You also have two other works on the program, one by George Enescu, the other by Johannes Brahms. I love that you start with Defy and end with Brahms, but you go kind of crazy in the middle. So tell us about these last two pieces.
So the concert piece by George Enescu, that was written in the early 1900s and actually was commissioned by the Paris Conservatory, the Conservatoire de Paris. And it was a required piece for an annual viola competition that happened in Paris. And so with that, I think, you know, kind of looking back in the way the viola has taken place and held any sort of voice or responsibility within, you know, at the string family, that really changed with that particular piece. I think there was a really, really big shift of what is possible technically and musically as a violist. And it's really just a beautiful beginning to the piece that turns into a really, really virtuosic kind of showpiece. Like if you could imagine something like Sarasate, but but written by Enescu. Yes. And so now what it has become is a relatively standard piece for us, but it really is just some of the most beautiful colors and amazing writing that you'll hear in duo repertoire.
And you finish up with this first sonata by Brahms for the viola and piano. Are you making a statement at all that you're bringing it back to the ground, as it were, or what's going on with that?
I think, you know, the message behind the entire program, I think, is to highlight the very diverse writing and the very diverse and eclectic, first of all, the programming and also the different voices, both, you know, in past and also of today, and kind of nearing towards where we are right now, let's say in 2023. Yeah. but what we have achieved over the past, let's say, 200-300 years of what's really possible for a viola and therefore a violist to bring and contribute musically and technically. And the Brahms, coming back to that, you know, I think the viola lends a very unique voice to that sonata particularly. I think it existed first as a clarinet sonata, but, you know, Brahms, of course, had his own original autographed scores, parts for the viola, not just in this sonata, but also the E-flat sonata, the clarinet trio, and the clarinet quintet.
Right.
And I think coming back to that and just how human and how just amazingly lyrical and vocal the viola can be with the piano, and certainly as a duo, I think is just absolutely astounding. And it's really, you know, we can bring it back home, let's say, after exploring all these different virtuosic avenues, to really sing something true from the heart.
Well, it's a late composition for Brahms.
Yes, absolutely.
And based, as you said, on that clarinet sonata, which is very well known as itself. But there's such a variety of works, as you say, for the viola, and you're presenting a lot here, but many of them, I think, are very listenable, and people may even recognize, you know, some of the works that you bring.
Yes.
I have to say, I think you made the right choice between violin and viola. Definitely. Definitely. I'm talking with Jordan Bach, who is giving a recital down at Bowling Green State University. It's happening tomorrow night, Wednesday, January 11th at 8 p.m. This is in Bryan Recital Hall in the Moore Musical Arts Center. That's on the campus of BGSU. And it's a free concert open to the public. It's also live streamed. If you can't make it there in person, you can watch on your screen. It's at YouTube, the BGSU Music Channel on YouTube. You're going to be performing with pianist Yevgeny Yuntov, but your pianist for this album that we sampled earlier is Ji Young Lee. How did that relationship come to fruition?
Oh, so Ji Young and I met in school, in conservatory. We were both students at New England Conservatory in Boston at the time.
That's my alma mater, actually.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So you know it well.
Yeah.
She was, you know, studying collaborative piano, and of course I was doing my undergraduate in viola, but we didn't really start playing together until we were both students at Juilliard. We had done some chamber music together. We had read, you know, some sonatas. from, you know, Brahms, Hindemith, Rebecca Clark, even, you know, all of those other, you know, amazing pieces of repertoire. I think we also did the clarinet trio, believe it or not, with me playing viola. But from that, we formed a really, really great relationship, not just as, you know, colleagues that play together, but just as really genuine friends. And she was just so generous to lend her voice to this album. And so I'm eternally grateful for Ji Young. And we, you know, have some performances lined up for later on in the near future.
That's great. Well, we have another piece that we're going to listen to. This is a little bit longer than the Rebecca Clark piece. It's an arrangement of a Takamitsu viola piece called A String Around Autumn. Can you set this up for us?
Yes. So the original composition was written in 1994. But this version of it that was arranged by Toshio Hosokawa was completed in 2006. And it was premiered by, of course, whom I consider to be a very dear mentor to me. And that's violist Nobuko Imai, who just turned 80 this year. Really, really happy for her. But the piece was commissioned by the Autumn Festival in Paris. And around that, and thinking about, you know, Takemitsu's time in both Paris and also the United States after leaving Japan, I think it lends itself to just so many amazing, amazing colors that, you know, he was so inspired by in terms of, you know, French music, French literature, and being in that country in the city of Paris. Yeah. And it's just such an amazing thing to listen back to and also to play as well.
Well, Takemitsu, known for being a real artist when it came to painting all those different colors, which I think really come to life in this arrangement and with your viola. Violist Jordan Bach with pianist Ji Young Lee. We're going to hear music originally by Toru Takemitsu as arranged for piano and viola by Toshio Hosokawa. That's from Jordan's album Impulse here on FM 91. A String Around Autumn, an arrangement by Toshio Hosokawa of the music by Toru Takemitsu. We heard pianist Ji Young Lee with violist Jordan Bach here on FM 91. Jordan has been my guest today. He's giving a recital. He's on faculty at Bowling Green State University. The recital is tomorrow evening. In fact, it's 8 o'clock p.m. in Bryan Recital Hall in the Moore Musical Arts Center on campus at BGSU. It's also going to be live streamed if you want to watch that way from the comfort of home or wherever you happen to be. That is at youtube.com/BGSU Music. Jordan Bach, thank you so much for coming in, sharing some of the music, telling us what we're going to hear tomorrow at the recital. It sounds like a wonderful, exciting program. And thanks for stopping by here on FM 91.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and looking forward to tomorrow night.